Harry is having a great day. Holy cow, you guys. Just want to take a second to tell you who these fine, fine looking young boys are up here. Along with the other one. We have, for your listening and dining enjoyment tonight, let's start with a man with the bass that knows when to just lay it on you or just leave the space. Oh, yes. And he's equally talented on the upright bass fiddle and the bass guitar. And that's not always the same beast. So he is so wonderful. We love him so much. Comes to us from Cleveland, Tennessee. Right. He's from Cleveland, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. And he's awful proud about that, as a matter of fact. So you may have first seen him play here with Jerry Douglas years ago. And it is our privilege to play with Todd Parks on the bass. Back here on the drum. Ah, what the heck. Play all of them. On the drums. We can do anything because we get to play with him. Anything we want to try, it works out because we get to play with the man with his drums of renown. This is Chris Brown. I know what you're thinking. Sure. Now, this is the Chris Brown that only beats his drums. Thank you. Thank you very much. I was expecting someone to say Bruce after that one. The man with the guitar, acoustic and electric. You've heard me say this before. He's a fine mandolin player, so surely you're not hearing that tonight. His musicianship astounds us. Wonderful singer and guitarist, Stephen Mojan with the guitar. And of course, the man with the five string, with the man with the five string banjo. He's already played the low one, he's playing the high one, he will later play his banjo sikisai. He'll do it all for you tonight. When it comes to the five string, he makes it swing. Scott Vestal with the five. Way back yonder, and just a few new Grass Revival songs. We want to put this one in. This was one of our ones that we jammed out a little bit on, so we're going to do that for you too. John Cowan and I and a guy named Steve Brines wrote this in the latter 70s, and the story talks about being an old banjo player, and he was actually a banjo player in a Dixieland band with horns. It's a true story that was told to our friend Steve. This is called Souvenir Bottles.